Watch, Bikers Rally for Trump in Jerusalem's Old City. By Joel B. Polak on October 30, 2020. Motorcycles rumbled through the ancient streets of the Old City of Jerusalem, Israel, on Friday in a show of support for President Donald Trump. The bikers entered through the spectacular Yaffa Gate, which leads to the Armenian Quarter. Motorcycles gathered at the new U.S. Embassy, some distance south of the Old City, for a formal ceremony in which U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman presented the first-ever U.S. passport recognizing Americans who were born in Jerusalem as having been born in Israel. Under previous administrations, as Breitbart News noted earlier this week, the U.S. had not recognized a country of origin for those born in Jerusalem. The policy, aimed at appeasing the Arab world, had been fought, unsuccessfully, in the Supreme Court, which deferred to the power of the executive branch. The Trump administration, however, recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital, moved the U.S. embassy there, and changed the passport policy this month. The recipient of the first U.S. passport stamped Jerusalem, Israel was 18-year-old American Menachem Zivotofsky, whose parents had fought for nearly two decades for his right to have his country of origin listed in his official travel documents. Those Americans born in Jerusalem who do not wish to include Israel in their passports may simply list Jerusalem. Friday's biker rally was the second such event this week. Another car rally, reported by Breitbart News, traveled from Tel Aviv to the embassy in Jerusalem. There was a similar Bikers for Trump rally in Jerusalem last year, to celebrate the first anniversary of the embassy move, as well as a bikers rally on the date of the move itself in May 2018. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.